and welcome back to the Crestwood Intermediate School Podcast. My name is Sarah Moore. I'm the gifted teacher here at CIS. Today, we're bringing you another student interview. Abby, one of my fourth grade students, chose to interview her father for this project. So here we go.
Hi, my name is Abby, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm going to be interviewing my dad, Tom. Hi, Tom. How's your day going today?
Pretty good. How's your day going?
My day's going pretty well. Thank you for asking. So I'm just going to be asking you a few questions. Can you describe your childhood and family?
I would say I had a very normal childhood. I grew up in a single-family home in Cleveland. I lived with both my parents. My dad's name was Tom, and my mom's name was Kathy. And I also had a sister named Mary.
Did you have any pets?
Yeah, we always had at least one cat, usually more than one cat, and a dog. For the most of my life, we had a dog, and a few other pets along the way.
How did your family impact you today?
They definitely taught me the value of a dollar and the value of working hard, and they also taught me if you want something, you have to work for it, because nothing in life is free.
If you could go back in time and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
I would probably tell myself to not be afraid to take risks, like moving out of state, possibly like Tennessee, and I'd also probably tell myself the winning lottery numbers.
Tell me about your job and what you do.
I work for Bobcat of Cleveland, which I work on equipment, construction equipment, skid steers, excavators, lifts, stuff like that.
How did you get interested in your job?
When I was younger, I always was interested in taking things apart, seeing how they worked. And then as I got older, I never wanted to pay anyone to fix my stuff, so I learned how to do it myself.
What is your dream job?
I would say being a park ranger or a game warden would be my dream job.
Why is that your dream job?
Because I like the outdoors and I like wildlife.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I would have to say Alaska.
Why would you go to Alaska?
I just think it looks amazing and I've always wanted to visit there.
How would you get there?
I would like to drive there if I could and see the country along the way, possibly in a camper or an RV, something like that.
How would you define courage?
I would say it's standing up for what you believe in no matter what.
What is one time you showed courage?
I'd say I was about 16, and I was driving to school, and there was a really bad car accident. And we were stuck in traffic, and I heard this woman screaming. So I got out of my car to see what was going on, and her car was involved in the accident, and her child was stuck in the back seat of the car. So I had climbed in her back window and got the baby out of the car for her, and she was pretty happy about that. So.
I just have a few more random questions. Have you ever ran away from home when you were growing up?
Yes, I did. I ran away, and I hid next to this building next to my house. It was a bakery, and I was there for probably half an hour, but it seemed like forever.
What is the worst time you got in trouble?
When I came back from running away. And my mom beat me with a broom and then grounded me for a pretty good long time.
What is one extinct or endangered animal you would want to save?
Probably the polar bear.
Why would you choose the polar bear?
I just think they're a cool animal, and they're like getting pretty threatened by like oil drilling and habitat loss. I just like the polar bear.
What is a hobby that you enjoy doing by yourself and with your family?
I enjoy camping, hiking, hunting, pretty much anything outside.
If you could be famous, how would you want to become famous?
I would probably want to invent something, but it'd have to be something cool, like the iPhone that everyone wanted.
Okay. So do you have any future advice for my classmates in fourth grade?
If I had to give your class some advice, I would probably say don't ever let anyone tell you you can't. If you want to do something and you believe in it, just go for it no matter what anyone tells you.
That's some really good advice. Thank you for coming, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to check out our other podcast episodes. And if you have iTunes or Stitcher, be sure to subscribe. Thank you.